What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Hey. Okay, so from on the stage, we have leaders from the following Minnesota list of companies. We've got leaders from 3M. Where's 3M? Maybe you should raise your... All right, there we go. Accenture. Ameriprise. API Group. Corey from Best Buy. I saw you right there. Boston Scientific. Dayforce. Delta. Doing Ed proud. Deluxe. Donaldson Company. Ecolab. Electromed. Woo! Jeff from General Mills. Where are you, Jeff? Oh, there you are. H.B. Fuller. Hormel. Inspire Medical Systems. Hello. Lazard. Lifetime. There you go. Of course, Jeff from Medtronic. Woo! And Vent. There you go. Piper Sandler. Richard, there you go. Protolabs. Solventum. There's Brian. Target. Tennant Company. Toro Company. Gungeon U.S. Bank, front and center. United Health. Hello. Wells Fargo. Winnebago. And last but certainly not least, the CEO of the Minnesota Business Partnership, Kurt. There you are.
Good morning and welcome to Sunday Take for Sunday, July 13th, 2025. I'm your host, Blois Olson. That new noise you heard as we opened the show was the New York Stock Exchange bell ringing. That happened Thursday at Medtronic headquarters in Minnesota. The first time the New York Stock Exchange opening bell has ever been rung in Minnesota. Of course, that's historical unto itself, but why was it rung here? That's the topic of this week's Sunday Take. And today marks a refresh, a test, a try in making Sunday Take bigger than just politics, making it about our economy, making it about our community, making it about our whole state. I can't guarantee every week is going to be different, but I think everything needs to be refreshed every now and then, and so the same goes for Sunday Take. This week, we're going to focus on Minnesota's headquarters economy, and with full disclosure, as always, the Minnesota Business Partnership is a client. They didn't pay for this show, but they are a client of mine. But in my heart of hearts, I think it's significant that we begin to tell the story and amplify the story of Minnesota's quality of life and why our quality of life is what it is, why we can afford what we can afford, why we can have the housing values that we have, why our suburbs grow and our volunteerism is high and our donations to charity leads the nation. That's all part of a headquarters economy. 1/6 of all Minnesotans are employed by some of our largest employers. And that drives wealth, that drives opportunity. It helps our schools, it helps our communities, it helps our churches. And I think it's important. Sometimes I tell the story of my youth here in Minnesota, and that's why one of the first things I want to call out is a Minnesota story from one of our headquarters CEOs, Corey Berry of Best Buy. She was on a panel with Lynn Martin from the New York Stock Exchange at the event Thursday. And she talked about her unique Minnesota experience. I thought it was a good reminder. In an age when people talk about Minnesota losing competitive edge or Minnesotans leaving the state, that Corey Berry is somebody who was born, raised, went to school here, and climbed her way to lead Best Buy. It's their first female CEO. Let's listen to Corey Berry's Minnesota story.
First, I want to thank Jeff and the Medtronic team, not just for having us here, but for everything you do to save and extend lives. It's a pretty amazing mission, and it's so nice to see so much of your team here. So thank you. I grew up in rural Minnesota, Cambridge, Isanti School District. That's where I went. I was on 10 acres with my parents, who were self-employed artists. And there's so much of Minnesota, we were talking a lot about big companies here, but so much of Minnesota is farmers and miners and food processing plants and like lots of small rural communities. And so I don't think my story is that different than a lot of Minnesotans. 10 acres, middle of nowhere, I was like playing in the swamps and getting lost, and like that was my life. But for anyone who's worked with entrepreneurs or self-employed leaders, they work all the time. All the time, never turn it off. And so work ethic for me, between my parents and the families around me in this small town, work ethic became such a cornerstone of who I was. And then that was combined with the idea that creative expression is the ultimate human gift. I mean, my parents were artists because they believed that was the way to leave a human mark on the world. But the cool part about that is I did get to travel the country. And so I feel like I had an appreciation for what we have here, the uniqueness that is Minnesota. And so my heart like grew into this place. And then I went to the College of St. Benedict, which is an all-women's liberal arts school paired with a men's school, St. John's, where I met my husband. That's how these things work. And that was a really interesting, I have a lot of passion around education, but particularly liberal arts education, because the idea of expansive thinking and really challenging yourself, that philosophy is as important as theology, is as important as my accounting classes, was such an interesting way for me to kind of formulate my brain. So all of that comes together, and I have this amazing gift to lead this incredible company. And for me, my leadership style has become, I believe the role of the CEO is to unleash other amazing leaders to use their superpowers and deliver the strategy. On my best day, that is what I get the chance to do. And it's rooted in our culture of belonging, it's rooted in our values, and it's rooted in my personal purpose, which I believe is every day to do one thing to leave the world maybe a little bit better. Whether that's community, whether that's family, whether that's the company, that's what drives me, and it's never ending. And I think it's been built by a really different way of living and thinking and working here in this amazing state. That's great.
So that was
what if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging with 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Kayleigh Berry, the CEO of Best Buy, talking about her Minnesota story. And that's just one of the, I think, puzzle pieces that begins to tell the story of why people and talent matter to this thing we call the headquarters economy. So what is the headquarters economy? Well, the headquarters economy is essentially Minnesota's economy. It is the diversity of our employers. It's the level and accomplishments of our talent pool. We wouldn't be able to employ this many people if they weren't educated and skilled and innovative. And this is where the numbers really kind of pan out. And so in 2017, Miles Schaefer from the University of Minnesota did the research to find out what made Minnesota's economy, what made it the headquarters economy unique. And what he found was the people, the talent, and the number of dual income families, the amount of people who send their kids to public school. Those became the foundation to start to really understand the headquarters economy. Now, a lot has changed in the last few years. A lot has changed in Minnesota. A lot has changed in the country and the world. Some of these companies that were born here, from Ecolab to Medtronic, became global. We know that Targets and Best Buys became national. And so we have to look at the talent and the future of where we're at. Minnesota Business Partnership Chairman Jeff Martha, he breaks down the numbers. And I just want you to hear the numbers of the headquarters economy from Medtronic CEO Jeff Martha. So you start to understand that we can say we're special, but the data also says it as well. Here's Jeff Martha.
So let's start with a few stats here. So the Twin Cities, these are some amazing statistics. I mean, I knew directionally some of these numbers, but the specifics of them are pretty amazing. The Twin Cities is home to, as you heard Kirk say, 17 Fortune 500 headquarters, including six global 500 companies. And that puts us in rarefied air. Only 19 metro areas in the world can say the same. What's even more impressive is we rank among the top 10 metro areas globally for headquarters on a per capita basis, right up there with London. And no other metro in the US, no other metro in North America even comes close. So of course, that's just the official count, but there's many Fortune 500 companies also maintain major operations here, even if they're not headquartered here. in Minnesota. And let's not forget the essential mid-sized companies and high-growth startups that round out our precious business community here. So that's how the term headquarters economy came to be. But, you know, let's be honest here. As proud as we are about the past and where we are today, we can't take this for granted. The rest of the country, and frankly, the rest of the world, is catching up to what we have, and they want it too. Other regions are working hard to replicate our formula, and they're innovating around it. If we want Minnesota to remain a place where top talent chooses to live and work, we've got to be intentional. That starts with understanding what makes this ecosystem so special and how we keep it strong. And it starts with our people. Dr. Shaver's work helps explain why companies choose Minnesota. And it's not because of one dominant industry or one single corporate giant or even a few. It's because of the diversity of our economy. And more importantly, the depth and the quality of our talent. Earlier, I mentioned how much talent is sitting in this room. But that's just the beginning. Talent in Minnesota isn't confined to corner offices or boardrooms. It's your coworkers, your neighbors, your kids' teachers, coaches, caregivers, your fellow volunteers. You know, even that guy, the cheap shot of me in the men's league hockey game last week. He's part of the talent ecosystem here. Again, innovation, like I said, is a people-powered business. And when you zoom out, so is our entire economy. Talent doesn't just, you know, fuel innovation, it fuels the headquarters economy. It's the lifeblood of the ecosystem. We benefit from a diverse business portfolio here in Minnesota, which creates career mobility and leadership opportunities across sectors. That mobility fuels, it actually cross-pollinates people, carry their skills and ideas from one company to another, as I pointed out earlier, strengthening this whole ecosystem. The knowledge stays here, rather than heading out of the state. We also benefit from something just as important. People won't just work here, they live here, and they like it. You know, this is a state where you can build a career and a life. That's what keeps top talent rooted and committed to contributing beyond the workplace. That's what creates long-term value for our companies and our communities. But keeping that talent and keeping that momentum, it's not automatic. It takes continued investment from all of us. As leaders, we need to do more than just benefit from this ecosystem. We need to nurture it. We need to develop it. We need to champion it. We need to lobby for it. And that's part of the reason we're here today, to talk about what that looks like and what it will require from each and every one of us. So let's look at some of the workforce data. In Minneapolis, here comes the good statistics. Over 90% of managerial and professional employees, over 90%, have a college degree. And more than 40% have advanced degrees. On top of that, more than 40% of these workers live in households that are earning 3.5 to 4 times the US median income. Minnesota also stands out for our dual career households. This one blew me away. Nearly 70% of professionals here have partners who also work. We have the highest, the number one dual income rate among the top 30 metro areas in this country. And that matters. That matters because families want to know both partners can find meaningful opportunities here. And in Minnesota, they can. We're also proud of what this means for families. Again, another stat that blew me away. Nearly 87% of high earning families send their kids to public schools. Even the highest income levels, more than 82% choose public education. This speaks volumes about the strength of our school system and about the confidence families have in their local communities. And I know moving here, you know, 13, 14 years ago, that was one of the first things that struck my wife and I, Stephanie, is the quality of the schools. People come here for the opportunity, but they stay for this quality of life. Strong schools, accessible health care, outdoor activities, arts, culture, safe neighborhoods, and a community that welcomes participation and engagement. And the longer they stay, the deeper their roots, and the stronger their commitment to helping this ecosystem grow. That's the flywheel we need to protect and accelerate. That's the Minnesota headquarters economy at 30,000 feet. And look, I...
That was Jeff Martha, the CEO of Medtronic and the chairman of the Minnesota Business Partnership, kind of running through those numbers. When we come back, I want to dig into more of the things CEO said that we need to do to keep the headquarters economy alive. This is Blaise Olson. This is Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Welcome back to
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now you can go beyond imaging with 80 plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture. This Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Getting a data center online takes precision. Graybar helps you stage, schedule, and deliver the critical products you need to keep projects on time. Yep, Graybar does that.
Sunday Take. I'm your host, Blaise Olson. We are this week focused on the headquarters economy, an initiative that started Thursday with the New York Stock Exchange bell ring. One of the panels included Lynn Martin, the president of the New York Stock Exchange, with two CEOs, Corey Berry, who you just heard from, and Beth Wozniak. Beth Wozniak is the CEO of nVent. Corey Berry is the CEO of Best Buy. And I want to play this discussion because much is made about the Twin Cities and Minnesota. And there's a lot of people who try to really push out the negative. But they talk about what it takes to attract and retain talent here, and what kind of cultures they're building, and what the headquarters economy means amongst the employers of thousands of Minnesotans. And so here's an excerpt where Beth Martin asks, how do you recruit people and what are you building here? Again, Corey Berry from Best Buy, Lynn Martin from the New York Stock Exchange, and Beth Wozniak, the CEO of nVent.
So I want to pull on that thread a little bit. How do you both think about attracting talent? Like, what's your pitch to someone from a recruiting standpoint? Come to Minnesota. It's probably not playing golf in January.
No, it's not that.
So what is your pitch, and how do you attract, retain, get the top talent to be excited about working in this state?
Well, you know, it always starts for all of us with our company and our mission, you know, and being a growing company and the world is electrifying. It starts there. But then to have someone come to Minnesota, it's very true that if you have a dual working team or partners, this is a great state. Because I moved someone from Boston and their spouse worked for United Health Group. That was very easy to have them come here. But even if they're both not working, the fact that we have the quality of education, the quality of life, a fantastic airport that you can get anywhere, even if it's a snowstorm in the winter, you can get out of here. All of those things really help people get roots here. And it is true. When we recruit people here, they don't want to leave. You know, if they can get through winter, they don't want to leave. So I think it's that ecosystem and the quality that we have here, healthcare, education, quality of life.
What about you, Corey?
Yeah. If it helps and you want to golf in January, we do sell golf simulators. So just let me we can help with that. You know, one of the things, not surprising, I would add, without repeating, the cultural aspects of this city and state are incredible. The access to cultural events. The other Jeff talked a little bit about the Guthrie. I had the incredible honor of being the honorary chair of the last Guthrie Gala. Mm. And ironically, had the chance to recognize Bill George and Penny George, who, of course, are a big part of the Medtronic story. Bill has been involved with the Guthrie since 1985. So this is an environment where, and I've seen many of you at a variety of cultural events here in the Twin Cities. This is a space where leaders lean in and want to be part. I bring my daughter to the Children's Theater Company Gala so she can be a part of seeing the difference that you can make in arts education. And I think having these really well-rounded spaces where we grow not just business leaders, but cultural influencers and people who deeply want to understand, like, people here love the environment, they love the culture, they love the sports teams. It's this very well-rounded environment that I think not just attracts talent, but makes it hard for people to leave. I mean, all of us know whenever you meet someone who's not from here, they're like, why do you live there? And I always say, spend a year and you'll know.
Although I do like the airport stat that you just gave, that you can actually get out of here and get home, which... Yeah. That's a feature that doesn't exist in the New York metro area.
Yeah,
for those of you who have attempted to travel to New York, particularly recently. The one thing that has struck me spending time here is just the collaborative atmosphere that exists amongst the companies. It's almost like a family, which I feel like other states and cities don't really foster as well as perhaps Minnesota does. Could maybe, Corey, I'll start with you on this one. Could you talk about how, you know, Best Buy collaborates with other businesses? Because it just feels like a very warm atmosphere.
And I think it shows up in many different ways. Jeff talked a little bit about the ways companies partner. Like in our case, we have a few examples. We have Best Buy Teen Tech Centers. They are safe after-school experiences where we provide access to technology. Those are often done in partnership with huge companies like Meta or like Sony, but then really local community not-for-profit leaders who help build this like very natural to the community center where kids can have that access, and then you grow these pipelines.
Yeah.
Because then from there, we're partnering with the Carlson School of Management or myself with St. Ben's, creating scholarships for students who then are pipelining from teen tech centers and into these amazing post-secondary options that we have here or even certification options that we have here. Mm-hmm. We partner with a ton of companies in the area around recycling. We're the largest consumer electronics recycler on the planet. And so creating the circular economy where we can repair and reuse and recycle, that requires all of this joint participation. I'm very fortunate I get to be the chairwoman of RELA, which is the Retail Leadership Association. Mm. And there you see partnership between the Targets of the world or other retailers as we're all trying to figure out, take something like the pandemic, how do we just keep people safe? How do we keep people safe when we're seeing more than ever the smash and grab factor? So there's all that.
Yeah.
But then I'm going to simplify it even a little bit more. And kudos to Kurt and the Minnesota Business Partnership. That's a place where we all align on things that are just important. Education, important to all of us. I don't care what your industry is, I don't care what your background is, and we find a way to really rally around those mission critical initiatives that we believe are important. And then the last thing I would say is, we haven't been around as long as General Mills. We've only been around for about 60 years. But tens of thousands of humans have worked at Best Buy. And I see Rod in the back, they use dentists, they buy windows, they buy shoes. Mm. Right? They use our medical facilities. They buy groceries. I think Lund is in here. that this isn't just about the leaders in this room. This is about tens of thousands of people who I always think of, they're like the threads that create this amazing fabric of this community. And that's, I think, the collective power that all of us have, that it feels very different than any other community that I go to.
What about you, Beth?
Yeah, I'd build on this to say, I think all of our companies are very invested in our communities and drive partnerships in the community, because we know as we invest there that we're creating future pipelines of talent and creating opportunities. Mm. And I'd give a couple of examples of that. So when you're a new company and no one knows who you are, you know, we decided to partner with some of the sports teams here, and we're very inclusive at Invent, like all ages, all experiences. And so I really like that we partnered with the Timberwolves and Lynx, and they do great things across the community in, you know, for future leaders, change makers. We partnered with the United and the Aurora. Just again, these are sports where all kids can participate and see leadership and learn and team skills. And so that's really important. But we even look at, there's an organization called RISE, which is an organization that has people with disabilities, and it helps them find employment. We partner with them and employ over 75 people. We're the largest employer of this group, and they are on our production line contributing to making products for our customers every day. And that makes our employees so proud that we're all partnering together and making the community stronger. And I think that's one of the great things about this headquarters economy is our businesses are so invested in partnering with the community.
If you could articulate or think about one thing that is exciting you in your businesses right now for the rest of this year, going a little off script, because we are talking about business. What would it be? Because I feel like the world needs a little bit of more optimism, because we get a lot of other stories in the market these days.
Well, I would start with being an electrical company that is involved in AI and data centers and building out the grid, because
yeah, I would think that would be
it's
something
pretty
that
exciting.
Would excite.
Yeah, I mean, you think it took us 100 years to build out the electrical grid that we have today. We're going to double that need in just 25 years.
Yeah.
And so what's exciting for us is innovation and finding those solutions, and there's labor, you know, constraints, so how do we innovate for labor efficiency? So it's just a great time to be in the electrical industry.
Sure is.
It's interesting that you asked the question, and I was reflecting. I mean, anytime I go talk to any one of our 85,000-ish team members, they're excited. They aren't sad and downtrodden and worried. They're excited. And they're excited because they love what we do.
Yeah.
You talked about our purpose to enrich lives through technology, not a tagline. It really is. Like when you have your phone, you don't, most of us, think about your phone as like a device I use to call people. Mm-hmm. For me, it's a way that I know my kids love me. That's not a device. That is like, no, this is how we connect people. This is how we give people experiences. Mm-hmm. And on something like, I mean, it sounds silly, but the Switch 2, we launched at midnight and people were like dressed up and happy and they wanted their Switch 2. And
including my 13-year-old.
There we go. And they're hugging.
Who had to go to Best Buy in East End of Long Island.
But there's joy in that. And I think the more we can pull out the joy in that, and that's what our team, the humans who work for us, that's what they do so incredibly well. And that's what gives me hope, excitement, energy. The world will keep innovating. And that just means, I think, really wonderful solutions for all of us.
Yeah, and the pace of innovation is something that we've never experienced as humans. I was just reflecting to someone just yesterday that I remember graduating college, dating myself in the late 90s, thinking, oh my God, the world's changing so fast. The world's changing so fast. This thing called the internet just happened. But, you know, you fast forward to today, and it's like that innovation turbocharged. So it's tough to not be slightly optimistic, cautiously optimistic.
Yeah. I also think that is what strengthens the bonds within this community. Yeah. I need stronger bonds with our educational leaders because the students coming out of college now have a completely different skill set that I need. I need to strengthen the bonds between other CEOs because I can learn from them as they start to experiment with new technologies. I need to strengthen the bonds with our community leaders mm-hmm. because that how we service our community is changing rapidly, and just the electrical grid as an example is changing. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to me because it's almost like we can double down on our strengths as a state in a world that is changing rapidly because we do have this kind of web of partnerships.
And you have such a diverse ecosystem. If I look at the companies, you know, you've got companies like Ecolab who are protecting the environment. You've got Medtronic and 3M and others who are truly, and Solventum who are saving lives. You've got Jeff from GM from General Mills who's feeding our kids every day. I know my kids in particular are huge Cheerios fans.
And our dogs.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, you got retailers, you got folks like yourself, Corey, and Target who are, I mean, I don't know, I can't even count the amount of time I spend in your stores, and folks like Invent who are, you know,
building the infrastructure.
Building the infrastructure that powers it all. So it's really tough to find another state given the concentration that exists in some of the other states that has that diversity, especially if you look at, like, you know, Piper and U.S. Bank, Chad and Gunjan, who are helping fuel that economy. It's fascinating, and it's wonderful to see the collaboration that exists amongst the business leaders to really drive that forward. For those people who don't live in Minnesota, what's the one fact you want them to know about Minnesota?
That we are leaders in many different industries in innovating and creating products and services that are essential to not just this country, but to the world. And we're having an impact.
You can build a fulsome lifetime career here. Maybe not just at one company, but at opportunities at many. That then is surrounded by this lovely infrastructure of great sports teams, amazing cultural opportunities, great outdoor activities, and a school system that can't be beat. That's more than one thing.
Yeah.
But to me,
welcome back to Sunday Take. That discussion, I think, illustrates what it is Minnesota is about, what our headquarters economy is about, and why we should take pride and make sure we're competitive in the future. When we come back, this week's take.
Welcome back to Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. I'm your host, Blois Olson. Well, this Sunday Take was a little different, and I think that's on purpose. It is one of the discussions that I think I get asked about in many places is Minnesota's economy. Minnesota's reputation has taken some hits the last few years, but it still should stand out. And those of us who are proud to be from Minnesota, that appreciate all that Minnesota has to offer, should be amplifying these things. The business partnership, my client, certainly feels that way. And so this week's take is really, let's start looking at the balance sheet of the good and the bad of Minnesota. And I think we will find that the assets we have, from the outdoors to our communities to our neighborhoods, are doing very well. We may have lost some reputational points over the last few years, but we're not going to gain them back by complaining, worrying, and we're not going to complain them back by attacking the left or the right or corporations or immigrants. We're going to gain them back by showing that Minnesota can still shine. If you think back to just before 2020, Minnesota was this beacon. Minneapolis, the region, was on fire. We celebrated that Super Bowl. Our reputation was bright. But now we all kind of say, well, it's not the same. Well, it's probably never going to be the same, but we're not going to make it better by worrying about the past. And I think that's the big lesson here. We're also not going to have the companies that we have now if we don't innovate for the future, if we don't find ways to grow and build talent and attract and retain talent in this market. I think of it daily as I drive into the office or as I am out and about. Sure, construction this weekend is not good, but if we didn't take the pain for the construction right now, we wouldn't have the infrastructure for the future. If we don't take the time to make our schools better, we're not going to have the workers for the future. From the left, from the right, there's a lot of complaining. There's a lot of things are broken. It's horrible. It's awful. But I want you to think about what's great. I want you to think about the neighborhood you live in or the people you know, whether it's in the city or in the suburbs, whether it's in greater Minnesota, in southern Minnesota, in western Minnesota, on the range, in northwestern Minnesota. There's just a lot to offer. And we have to support the whole state. Rural Minnesota needs things that the urban area doesn't need. And the urban areas need things that rural Minnesota doesn't make. We're no different than other states. We just seem to have lost a little bit of pride. So when you're thinking about things, think about the idea that these companies are still in Minnesota. They employ thousands of people, which drives our economy. They pay taxes. Their employees pay taxes. They pay property taxes. That funds schools. They donate time and resources to churches, schools, arts organizations, community groups. They volunteer as coaches, as Sunday school teachers. They're our neighbors. That's what the headquarters economy is about. And if we can't rally around the idea that our strong headquarters economy is one of the things that we need to keep strong, to keep Minnesota great, then I'm worried that we really, truly will have lost our way. And I won't let it happen. Quietly. I'll be with Vanita Monday through Thursday this week. It's summer's halfway over, but I hope you have a great week. Corzo's up next.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Aging control systems can increase downtime and risk. Graybar helps you plan the right automation upgrades to improve reliability and prepare for what's next. Yep, Graybar does that.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.